Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to help you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're exploring a concept that transcends boundaries and defies expectations. Love has no limits in life. Let's get into it. Many people have narrow-minded views of love. We often confine love to narrow definitions, limiting it to romantic relationships or specific categories. But the truth is, love is far more expansive than we often allow ourselves to believe and imagine the possibilities and how far it transcends. So this episode isn't about denying the complexities of relationships or ignoring the pain of heartbreak and what that feels like. It's about recognizing the boundless nature of love, the beauty of understanding its diverse expressions, and embracing the freedom that comes with letting go of limitations. So we're going to get real and raw about the different setups and restrictions of our understanding of love, and just explore how to cultivate more love in an inclusive and expansive view of love in all of its forms. So we'll explore the different ways that you can manifest love in your life, discuss the common misconceptions that limit our understandings of love, and just unpack practical strategies for cultivating more openness and inclusive hearts. So we'll be very honest and transparent about the challenges of breaking down different barriers in society and embracing unconventional forms of love, but also celebrate the immense joy, connection, and liberation that comes with experiencing love without limit. Because I'm here to tell you today, if you're not familiar, love has no limit. So let's unpack that. What does it mean to say love has no limits? Well, it's about inclusivity, recognizing that love is not confined to specific demographics or relationship structures. It's really about unconditional acceptance. Loving others, loving people around you for who they are without judgment. Stop being judgmental or expectations. It's about expansion, embracing the diverse ways love can manifest in our lives, because love can show up in so many different ways. And it's really about the freedom and letting go of society pressures and expectations that limit our understanding of love. So whatever love feels like for you to express that creatively, that's all good. It's about connection, building meaningful relationships based on authenticity and mutual respect. You have to be authentic. You have to keep it real. And you have to be honest about yourself on what type of love you're giving out and what type of love you would like to receive, and have that mutual respect. And most importantly, it's about compassion, extending love to people in our lives and that level of kindness to all beings, including ourselves. So I want to go over some of the misconceptions that love has limits. The first thing is, the biggest misconception is, love is only romantic, and that's totally not true. Love has so many different forms, including family, platonic, and self-love. Another one is, love is exclusive. That's up for debate. Love can be shared among multiple people in healthy and fulfilling ways. Now, let me take a step back before this gets taken out of context. Love is exclusive in a relationship, in a partnership, in a marriage, in whether you're dating boyfriend or girlfriend, I believe in being exclusive. But I do feel that you can have love for different people in your lives, your family, your friends, your best friends, and still have a healthy romantic relationship. So let's just get that out the way. Let's not take it out of context. And another misconception is that love is conditional. That is so far from reality. My hubby definitely shows me unconditional love, and I show it back in return, because true love accepts people for who they are, flaws and all. Love has no limit, and love is unconditional. And another misconception is love is always easy. Relationships require effort, communication, and compromise. So love takes work. It's not always PG. Love requires work. But if you're compatible and you're in a healthy relationship, it's worth working for. Another one is love is about possession. Sorry, but that's not it. Love is about freedom and allowing others to be themselves. So what are some practical strategies for cultivating a love without limits? Because that's a big thing we're talking about. Love without limits. The first thing is challenge your assumptions. Question your beliefs about love and relationships. Practice empathy and compassion. Seek to understand and connect with others on a deep level. You have to be empathetic and you have to have compassion for others and what they're going through. Even if it's not something that you're going through that you can identify with, you have to have compassion for their situation. Another strategy is to embrace diversity. Open your heart to people from different backgrounds, religions, cultures, and orientation. You have to be outside of the box. You have to be open-minded and be curious. And doing that, you're embracing diversity and inclusion. Another one is practice self-love. Cultivate a loving and accepting relationship with yourself. Most people look to be in a relationship with someone to give them love. But for me personally, I understand that you have to have self-love. You have to love yourself first. So be in a loving and accepting relationship with yourself. Love yourself. Give yourself that love that you would extend to a spouse, a partner, a friend, a family member. Give that same love to yourself. Practice self-love. Self-love matters. And another one is set healthy boundaries. Protect your emotional well-being while remaining open to beautiful connections. You have to have good boundaries, because if you don't, people treat you the way you allow them to treat you. So you have to have those healthy boundaries so people aren't walking all over you. And you have to communicate openly and honestly. Share your feelings and need with others. Be transparent about what you want. And let go of judgment. Let it go. Accept people for who they are. That's the biggest thing that I learned in life, is that I can't change people. People have the ability to change on their own. And we're living in a world where people aren't perfect. So the sooner you accept people for who they are without trying to change them, the better off you'll be. And I'm here to tell you, the less headaches you'll have. And you have to celebrate and embrace all forms of love. Love is not one-dimensional. So recognize and appreciate the diverse ways that love manifests in our lives, because it shows up in so many areas of our lives. So you have to be open-minded and open heart, and also be open to people from different walks of life and embrace that, because you guys can learn from one another. And also by you being open-minded and just embracing people of different walks of lives, you're going to be so much more well-rounded and have a sense of, like, you know, love on a higher level, because you're expanding your connections and you're also open-minded and you're expanding your horizons. Because remember, love has no limits, and love is not judgmental, and love is not conditional. It's unconditional. So be open to all of the areas of love in your life, how that can manifest, and be open to all of the possibilities, because love has no limits. For me, for you, that's just the law of love. So understand that you have to be open mind, open heart, but we always talk about this. It's great to expand your views of loves and get that richer life on what that is. It'll expand your connections and bring you a higher level of joy. But please use discernment. Always use discernment. That's so, so critical. So understand that. And know that you can't find love or be open to love if you're closed-minded, or if you've been hurt in the past by someone you truly cared about, or if you're just, you know, we talk about being open-minded to other people in other cultures and things like that, but maybe you've been, you know, let down or disappointed or hurt by someone from that demographic. So you have to move forward and offer that level of forgiveness and just expand your horizons, because life is so much grander and richer with love. So if love doesn't have limits, who are we to place limitations on love and the different areas that it can manifest in our life when we're open-minded? So I challenge you today to keep an open mind and to keep an open heart, because you just never know. But also stay discerning. You never know who can come into your life and how that can, like, you know, transform your life on such a higher level, on a grander scale. So think of that. Think of just practicing mindfulness and how you can be open to all of the possibilities of love and on such a diverse level. So expand your thinking, expand your knowledge, and you'll see how that comes in with so many new possibilities and potential. And I'm not talking about, you know, change your standards and lower your standards on love. That's a different topic. That's something else to explore. This is just about being open to all forms of love, because people think it's only romantic in a relationship. They have to zone in on this type of love, but they miss out on so many other areas of love in your life and those relationship building. So understand that it's a journey. It does require effort, communication, and compromise, love in general, regardless of what area you're seeking it in. But make a commitment to love yourself first, because the way to cultivate love on a higher level and to love others is to first practice that self-love, cultivating a loving and accepting relationship with yourself. And therefore, you can build great relationships and be open to all of the grand gestures and great possibilities of love, a love that has no limits, because you're not limiting yourself and you're open, you're curious, you're just open to every possibility of love, the way it can manifest in your life. Love has no limits. It's a force that transcends boundaries, defies expectations, and connects us all. So by opening our hearts and embracing a more inclusive and expansive view of love, we create a world filled with great compassion, connection, and joy. So what limits have you placed on love in your life? What small step can you take today to embrace a more expansive and inclusive view of love? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, love is boundless. Open your heart, embrace diversity, and experience the freedom that comes with loving without limit. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.